In Cuba, a jailed political opponent of the Castro government has died after an 85-day hunger strike. Human rights activists say that he is the first political prisoner to die in Cuba's jails since 1972. Nick Miroff reports from Havana on the man's death and the fate of political prisoners under Raul Castro.
Orlando Zapata Tamayo was 43, a Mason of Afro-Cuban descent from a small town in eastern Cuba. He was given a 3-year jail sentence in 2003 for disrespecting authority, and the punishment was extended to 25 years after Zapata refused to wear a uniform or cooperate with guards. About 2.5 months ago, he stopped eating, and by the time he was taken to a Havana hospital yesterday, it was too late.
Esto es una gran tragedia, y además una tragedia evitable porque...
Elizardo Sanchez is the director of Havana's illegal but tolerated Cuban Commission for Human Rights and National Reconciliation. He called Zapata's death an avoidable tragedy.
Podían haberlo alimentado de alguna manera.
The government could have saved Zapata with medical intervention, Sanchez said, but instead they let him die like a defenseless dog. The phone in Sanchez's office was ringing all morning with calls from abroad and reports of a new wave of detentions in eastern Cuba. Sanchez said about 20 other dissidents have been taken into custody since Zapata's death in what he called an attempt to prevent any protests or other political activity surrounding the funeral.
Pronosticamos que el movimiento de derechos humanos y pro democracia va a seguir protestando.
We predict that the movement will keep protesting and the repression against us will continue, Sanchez said, but they've made Orlando Zapata Tamayo into a martyr. Cuban President Raul Castro said in a press statement that he regretted Zapata's death, an unusual showing of sympathy, but he laid the blame on the United States, which supports Cuba's small opposition movement. There was no torture and no execution, said Castro. That's what happens on the base at Guantanamo, he said, referring to the U.S. military prison on the island. Under Cuban law, though, political opponents can be tried for a broad range of activities that are considered subversive. Barbara Estrabao is a legal advisor to Cuban dissidents.
Es que mire, las condenas son tan altas que es terrible.
These prison sentences are so severe, it's terrible, Estrabao says. These are innocent people. They haven't killed anyone. Their punishments are cruel. Following Zapata's death yesterday, the U.S. State Department released a statement urging Cuba to free all political prisoners. American officials said they expressed concern about Zapata's deteriorating health during migration talks with Cuban authorities in Havana last week.
Nosotras, las damas de blanco.
At Laura Poyan's home in Havana, a group of prisoners' wives called the Ladies in White held a memorial for Zapata. He wasn't a murderer, Poyan said. He wasn't a thief. He wasn't a rapist. He was simply a young man who wanted a better future for Cuba, a fighter for human rights. He was one of the men who wished for something else for Cuba. Activists say there are around 200 dissidents in Cuban jails, but the Cuban government doesn't acknowledge them as political prisoners. A few have been released since Raul Castro took over Cuba's presidency from his brother in 2008. But Sanchez and others say the human rights situation on the island hasn't changed with that transition. For NPR News, I'm Nick Miroff in Havana.
This is NPR News.